This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You think he's a killer?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So what price must he pay?
The price he's going to pay, well, you'll see shortly. I'm not going to... By the way, we ought to babble that trite expression, walk and chew gum at the same time. There are places where it's in our mutual interest to work together. That's why our...
You think he's a killer? Is he like Cuomo? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You think he's a killer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do. Well, what price must he pay? Well, he's going to pay one heck of a... You just... Hey, listen. What was that? A squirrel that just walked by? Did you see how quickly this dude got lost? God. Joe Biden. Hey, leftists. Congratulations. Congratulations to yourselves. You're amazing. You think he's a killer? Hey, no matter how big of a killer Putin is, he ain't a bigger killer than Andrew Cuomo. No siree. Woo. Man, it's fun to watch these guys right now, isn't it? We needed a break from excellence, from 4 years of excellence. Very good performing president to get this joke that's in the White House now. This illegal, illicit president. Joe Biden is not the president of the United States. Everybody knows it. It's a lie. It's sadly, there's nothing that we can do about it, but we all know. I have zero respect for this man. Zero. See, because he's accepted something that he didn't earn. You get what I'm saying? Would you, if you knew somebody got a trophy and they didn't deserve it, would you respect them? Like somebody kneecapped Usain Bolt and then goes, yeah, I outran Usain Bolt. They gave me the trophy. Yeah, because you threw a hurdle in the middle of his race or something? It's insane, man. This is where we are, though. On Putin. Putin punked Joe Biden. We talked about it earlier in the first hour. Completely punked the man. Said, I challenge him to debate. If he wants to debate publicly, we will do debate. We will do no script. We ask questions, answer the questions, blah, blah, blah. There is no way Joe Biden would accept that. That would be, that's like the little sissy boy getting called out by the boxing champ of the high school. That's pretty much what it is. Because Joe Biden is a little sissy boy. And the world is seeing it. One of my friends, the minute it happened, he tweeted me. He goes, do you think Trump would have backed down from this? You guys know my thoughts on it. I said it earlier in the broadcast. Donald Trump would have accepted Putin's call out so fast, it would make your head spin. And it would be discussion all over the world. Oh, Trump immediately responded, I accept. It's going to be a showdown. He would have been talking it up. On TV, oh, yeah, he's getting on Huey 1. Yeah, yeah, Putin called me out. So, yeah, we immediately accepted. We immediately did. We told him, where do you want to do it? Where do you want to fight? Same thing happens when these clowns, Kevin, I'm going to kick your butt. I immediately accept. Where do you want to do this? Just make sure you sign a waiver and we get it on camera because we want everybody to see this so-called fight. When you know what you're doing and you feel good, you know the thing, then you are not afraid to fight. Joe Biden backed,
I don't have the time.
Oh, you don't have the time to debate one of the leading countries in the world about policy? You don't have the time for that? Trump would have accepted. He wouldn't have chumped out. What price must he be? You just wait. You wait till we show you. Oh, by the way, you got to be able to walk and chew gum. And did I mention my hairy legs? They turned blonde in the sun. And I would be meeting with the kids as they were rubbing my hairy legs. You know, the little cockroaches and stuff. Don't tell me I don't know black. You ain't black, you dog-faced pony soldier. Yeah, I'll do push-ups around it. Bill, what are you talking about? I'm smarter than you. I was number one in top tier in my class. Top third of my class, whatever. Hey, I got 14 degrees. I got 3 degrees. How many degrees do you have? I was on a full scholarship there, you know. Exactly. I'm just giving you a funny little rundown, a little mashup of Joe Biden, the guy who wouldn't accept the challenge by Putin. You think the world's paying attention? North Korea said of Biden, you're not a world leader. The Chinese said, you're not the leader of the free world. They came on our turf. Told the Biden administration, you're not the leader of the free world. America's, you're no longer excellent. You know why? Because we helped you get rid of your president. And you accepted the trophy. But you ain't ready, homeboy. We're going to show the world that you are a demented clown, just like Kevin Jackson says on his show, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. I don't tell you that Joe Biden's a demented clown because I'm trying to make fun of him or trying to be funny. Joe Biden is a demented clown. He should not be doing anything in this country, and the people who put him there should be under arrest. We're now getting all the data. We're now learning all the different things, the treachery that was involved in getting rid of Trump and what they're trying to do to get rid of you with cancel culture. I heard Twitter kicked off Marjorie Taylor Greene for, temporarily or whatever. What? What does she do? Speak the truth about something? Why doesn't Twitter kick itself off with this fake story they were reporting about Donald Trump? Yeah, talking about Trump was trying to, find the fraud. Go find it. Go create the fraud. Something he never said or did. See, that's how the left rolls. Miscommunication, misdirection over the things that they're doing. Trump would have been within his rights to say find the fraud because there was a fraud in this election across the board. Everybody knows it. Yeah, it is what it is. But these guys are going to struggle, man. This is going to be the worst. This is worse than Obama because, see, Obama had blackness on his side and he had an element of cool that made them go, it's all good. Demented people do not make good role models. They're not the people that you want to make your poster child. And that's what Joe Biden is. He's demented. I'm not even trying to be funny. They don't make good people for you to go, well, look at him. He's all cool and stuff. I mean, at the very least, look at him. He's really cool. He's young and he's cool and he's vibrant and he talks really well and stuff. Joe Biden has none of that. And the Democrats have to use this man in order to cover up the things that they've done. This is not going to be a fun period for them, folks, but it is for us. And just wait till the rest of this hour.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, in case you missed it the other day, Joe Biden fell up the stairs. Up the stairs. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is here listening to Joe Biden fell up the stairs. Now, that's a trick. I talked about it, but I wanted to make some comparisons now because Gerald Ford fell down the stairs and he became... It became part of American culture. Anyway, one media outlet wrote of Biden stumbling up the stairs. Biden stumbles climbing windy steps to Air Force One. Windy steps. I've never heard steps described as windy. Talk about not having your adjective in the right place. Really, windy steps? Steps tend to be pretty firm. I'm not saying who, you know, they probably ought to get better writers if you can't describe what actually happened. I told you guys, the funny part about it to me was he fell once, then twice, and then he kind of started, it looked like he was punch drunk. He started looking for the left side, like, okay, let me grab on with both hands. You know, man.
What a talk about a perfect symbol of leftism. Stumble. Okay, let me fake like I'm. It's okay. Then he gets up to the top and he salutes like he had conquered. You know, he was Rome's conquering general. Oh man, Patty Girl. She tweeted this. If Trump fell up the stairs three times, SNL would have their script ready for tonight. CNN, MSNBC, and the rest would have a panel of experts ready for why it's important for medical interventions, and Congress would be meeting Monday morning to invoke the 25th Amendment. She's 1,000% correct. And I'm going to get to Gerald Ford in just a second, because I think it's a perfect... These are learning, you know, teachable moments. These are times where we can really learn how the left behave. Eric Matheny wrote this. Had Trump fallen three times walking up the staircase, there'd be a congressional hearing with the president's medical team subpoenaed to testify. A televised event, of course, which would follow a full weekend lineup of CNN doctor panels. It's so true. You can't help but laugh. Yeah, I'm just saying, how would the media be looking at this situation? Trump, he's definitely fair. You know, look, Biden is impaired. There's no question about it. But forget about the bigger picture, the 25th Amendment. How about just a little ridicule? I went out after this event, this incident happened, and I looked. I went to all the comedic hacks. Kimmel, know all of them. I didn't see anybody covering it. Now, I don't know whether YouTube censored their stuff or whatever, but I didn't see anybody really going at Joe Biden, because this was rife with comedy. There's no comedian out there that wouldn't see this and go, oh, dude, that is too funny, particularly given that Joe Biden is a brain-dead moron. Here's what one group wrote. Biden's wince-inducing series of stumbles while boarding Air Force One calls to mind Gerald Ford's 1975 fall on the same stairs, a minor tumble that forever tarred him as a clumsy oaf. Chevy Chase pilloried Ford in a series of ruthless and hilarious Saturday Night Live skits. By the way, let me interrupt here. Republican or Democrat, you laughed at it. I don't know Chevy Chase's politics. He's probably a leftist. I don't think there's anything that's changed in Hollywood since the 1970s. They just covered it up better. But they made it funny because it was. I don't know what they would have done had it been a Democrat, Carter. Had it been Carter. But I suspect they probably would have ridiculed him. They don't do it anymore. It's a one-sided ridicule now. Anyway, they go on. Even though the object of his ridicule was just 62 years old and the ex-University of Michigan football star who avidly skied and golfed. But Ford's caught-on-camera stumble down the rain-slicked steps of Air Force One in Austria, plus a Biden-esque trip while climbing up the same set of steps in Michigan soon afterward, was all Chase needed to crown Ford the klutz-in-chief. As a bumbling Ford, Chase ham-handed handling of the resolute desk telephone and his lurching pratfalls continued week after week to the point where the president decided he needed to clap back. I just want you to understand what's going on here. So he's getting ridiculed and ridiculed. By the way, same thing that Alec Baldwin tried to do to Trump and eventually had to drop it. Why? Because Trump is no chump. Anyway, Ford claps back. They said at a radio and television correspondents' dinner later in 1975, Ford was climbing to the podium to speak when he sneakily yanked the edge of the tablecloth where Chase was sitting, sending tableware flying the comedian's way. Ford made sure to look back over his shoulder in mock surprise. He says, I'm Gerald Ford, and you're not. He deadpanned to Chase after inviting the comedian to perform at the White House dinner in March of 1976, stealing the show as the audience burst into applause and laughter. See, that was the way things used to go. That was the fun. Let me let you guys in on a little secret. We got a trailer coming out about a TV show that will have a conservative comedian. And we talk about the old days, how things used to be. And we show you what's coming with this new late night show that just has fun. It's not about it's politics both ways. It makes fun of whatever's happening. Truthfully, you're going to have a blast. The guy that we've got doing it, probably one of the best comedic minds ever. And if he were a leftist, he'd be a household. He would be Robin Williams on steroids if he were a leftist. When I tell you this, I'm not exaggerating it one bit. I can't wait for you guys to see this and hopefully support it, because we've got to get eyeballs on this stuff. But that's the hope, is that we can put this thing together. But all I'm trying to show you guys is that this is the double standard in which we hold each other. What Biden did was funny. It would be really funny if it weren't the fact that he's got dementia and he's an old clown. But it's funny because we know it's going to happen. And the left, they're not going to cover this the way we cover this. They don't want to let the cat out of the bag. And that's what's so sad. So anyway, I find it interesting that a Republican president, Gerald Ford, can be ridiculed ruthlessly, endlessly. And you know what he does? He invites the guy to the correspondents' dinner. He mocks him. And then he says, hey, why don't you come to the White House and perform? And we'll all be friends. We may differ politically. I don't know what the details are. But it's okay. I can take it. See, that's conservatism. We can take it. The left, they cannot take it. Trust me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Boulder, Colorado police are identifying the alleged shooter who they say took 10 lives at a grocery store.
This suspect has been identified as Ahmad Alyssa, 21, of Arvada. He has been charged with 10 counts of murder in the first degree and will be shortly transported to the Boulder County Jail.
Maris Harold, police chief in Boulder, Colorado. The police also releasing the names of the 10 victims. The youngest was 20. The oldest was 65. Police saying they're still very early in this investigation and are searching for a motive. Former CDC director Dr. Tom Frieden says the coronavirus vaccines have already saved thousands of American lives. Dr. Frieden also saying without proof that the United States is likely to see another surge in COVID-19 cases, but it will be far less deadly than the earlier surges because people are getting vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News. At least one resident is dead and two firefighters injured in a blaze that destroyed a Spring Valley, New York assisted living facility. There's no word yet on what caused the fire. Crews spent hours battling the flames and had to help some two dozen residents out of the building. With more on one of our top stories of the day, an officer is being hailed a hero and being identified in the Boulder, Colorado grocery store shooting.
The officer killed has been identified as 51-year-old Officer Eric Talley. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold says Officer Talley joined the Boulder Police Department in 2010.
At 14:30 hours, the Boulder Police Department began receiving phone calls of shots fired in the area and a phone call about a possible person with a patrol rifle. Officer Talley responded to the scene, was the first on the scene, and he was fatally shot.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frauds and cover-ups of monumental scale. I can't imagine being a leftist and having to get up every morning. I'm talking about one of these people that think they're part of the elites. And you've got to get up every morning trying to figure out how you continue a ruse and how you keep people from finding out about it. And I want you to think about the number of things that the left have to cover up. They have to make us believe, for example, that Barack Obama is still popular, that anybody gives a crap about Michelle Obama. They have to make us believe that Donald Trump is a bad guy and he needs to be persecuted and prosecuted because of his taxes and a host of other things. He's the man in orange. Or the orange man, whatever they call him. They've got to make us believe that Joe Biden is a competent president, that he's ready to lead, that there was no cheating in the election, that the Wu flu is not a scam, that there is no disaster at the border, that all these other things that we're dealing with that we see with our very own eyes, whether it's jobs going away, China policy being revoked, Paris climate change going back into this nonsense thing, NATO not giving a crap about us, Putin calling out Biden as a buffoon saying, hey, let's have a debate. China being in control, Hunter Biden, we know this guy is crackhead, was doing illegal business. The Clinton Foundation didn't exist. Hillary Clinton's bleach bit servers and giving information, classified information over emails and a host of other things. And I could go on that all this stuff is one big elaborate right-wing conspiracy. And it's all been disproved. Russian conspiracy, Ukrainian this nonsense. Twice they tried to impeach a guy who had nothing but the best interests of this country in mind. Meanwhile, what do? They want to bring in illegals, but then they don't want to bring them in because they've got their border disaster. But you as a citizen, they don't want you to go back to work. They don't want your business to get restarted. They want you in a state of limbo and chaos if you're a business owner so you can never get your footing again. And they think they can keep a lid on all of this. This is just, I didn't even touch on everything. There are some of you out there going, but Kevin, what about this and what about that and what about this? Yes, I didn't get to it. Good for you. I know you're smart. You don't have to convince me. You're listening to my show. Oh, man. This is a real opportunity, folks, for the Republicans and the conservatives. You have the chance to rub this stuff in their faces. The Democrats are so arrogant
They now do their dirty deeds right in front of your face. They underestimate the smarts of even the dumbest American people. And this is because the leftists have been in their bubble for so long. They actually believe themselves that they are the elites, that they are the intelligentsia, they know more than you. And how dare you get Donald Trump elected? We'll show you how powerful we are. We will get him unelected. We're going to put in a clown. We're going to do this right before your eyes. You aren't going to be able to do anything. We're going to take out the best president in history, put in a clown, and you're going to take it. You want to talk about the height of an abusive relationship. When your employees say, we don't care what you think. Roger Ringer wrote this. The worst kept secret in Washington is that Joe Biden is suffering from late stage dementia. With pressure mounting on him to give a State of the Union address, in addition to a legitimate press conference, meaning one in which he answers questions about things other than his dogs and his favorite ice cream, look for Democrats to expedite their nefarious plan to put him out to pasture sooner rather than later. I completely agree. By the way, Robert Ringer, amazing writer, amazing thinker, two-time New York Times best-selling author. Not that, you know, New York Times best-selling means anything anymore. It's like Pulitzer or Nobel Peace Prize, but he did sell a lot of books. But he's spot on here. He says, if Republicans had a spine, they would be calling for an investigation into those responsible for pulling off this Chauncey Gardner scam on the American people. It's a reference to a film. He says the only difference between Biden and the real Chauncey Gardner in the movie being there is that the film character was actually able to put a pin in his pocket. I don't know if you guys saw the video where Biden's got his lapel, he's got his coat jacket, and he's trying to put a pin into the coat pocket. Now, we've all struggled with stuff like this, but this dude looked like Mr. Magoo. He did. Everybody knows this guy is incompetent. He says this, Robert Ringer. Once Biden is whisked away in the middle of the night by Secret Service agents, cringy Kamala, who was thoroughly rejected by Democrat voters early in the primaries, will be brought in through the servant's entrance. I love that part. I love that visual. See, because that's what she is. She's a token. Democrats always call blacks on our side. Well, they've stopped doing it for a while. And now it's just Uncle Tom. But they call conservative blacks tokens. We were the little eye candy for the Republican Party. And maybe it was that way for a while. I don't think there was ever, you could ever be a black Republican or a conservative and be called a token. You are the toughest dude on the planet. You're Jackie Robinson. Breaking the color barrier. Because you had to essentially leave everything that you hold near and dear in order to do that. Because you were going to, family was going to leave you. You know, all the things, the accoutrement of being a leftist was going to leave you. Anyway, he says the thing about Kamala Harris that gets me is she's black when she needs to be. She's, quote, Asian when she needs to be. She's, you know, half Indian. And he's bringing her in through the servant's entrance because that's exactly what's happening. Nobody wanted her. Democrats didn't want her. He continues. If China Joe is a gaffe a minute president, Kamala is a cringe a minute fraud who will laugh and lie her way through yet another fake Democrat presidency, tangling herself up in knots in the process. It will be truly nauseating to watch, but kind of fun in a schadenfreude sort of way. He goes on to describe her perfectly. He says, Kamala was the chosen one for carrying out Barack Obama's third term. Obama handpicked her ahead of the primaries, because she had proven time and again that she was willing to do anything, anytime, anywhere, to anybody to get ahead. Think Willie Brown. To Barack's chagrin, however, a funny thing happened on the way to Kamala's presidential anointment. She was humiliated and knocked out of the Democratic primaries by a relatively unknown congresswoman named Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi helped, but let me tell you something. Kamala didn't help herself. She was all up in the Jussie Smollett thing, remember? She believed him. She stood up for him the whole deal. See, what that tells you about Kamala Harris is whatever is popular, whatever is pro, nonsense, anti-American, she'll jump on and she'll ride that coattail or whatever in that Willie Brown kind of way. So he nails it. Now, Tulsi Gabbard exposed her, and that's a good thing. Tulsi Gabbard made people think, wait a minute. She's not likable. The only time Kamala Harris was likable was when she went after, anybody remember? That's right, Captain Demento, Biden. Anyway, he goes on, he says, no problem. The Dems simply brushed aside Bernie Sanders once more, handed the nomination to a corrupt, congenitively failing swamp creature whom they knew would not only follow their instructions to get elected, but would dutifully step aside when told to do so. If I were a Democrat voter, I'd be insulted and furious by the Democrat establishment who pulled the wool over my eyes using a brain-dead placeholder as a conduit to sneak in someone into office whom voters had already soundly rejected in the primaries. It was the boldest hoax ever perpetrated on the American voters, one that dwarfs the Russian collusion hoax. Man, this dude is... Be still, my heart. Democrats are insulted, by the way. They're furious. He says one last thing. I don't care how old or how far he is, Biden should not be let off the hook for his nearly half century of selling access to the government offices he's held. Adding to what I said earlier, if the Republicans manage to take back the House and the Senate in 2022, they should immediately start investigating Biden and all of his family members who have made millions of dollars off his influence peddling, meaning off taxpayers. Sorry, but plausible deniable is not an excuse. It's an admission of guilt. He says, now what makes me think such an investigation will never happen? I guess I'm just clairvoyant. Love this article.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Today between Dr. Anthony Fauci and Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul.
What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
You have the vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, it's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts.
Let's talk about the facts here, Sanjay. If somebody has gotten both vaccines for Moderna and Pfizer, or just the one for J&J, and 2 weeks have passed, why does that person need to wear a mask if they go in public?
Well, you know, if you look at the science overall, you know, you have to sort of determine what level of evidence are you willing to sort of, you know, make these decisions on. It makes a lot of sense, I think, that if it's just the wild type virus that's circulating, the one that we've been talking about for the last year, you take the vaccine, it should reduce the viral load that you could potentially carry, make it unlikely that you're infected and even less likely that you could transmit it to others. But I think there's two points that keep coming up. One is that there's still a lot of virus out there. So, you know, when you have that much virus out there, could you still actually be exposed and, even though it's unlikely, become an inadvertent carrier? But the other, and at some point when we get to low enough level, which is a few thousand cases per day, not several, you know, not 40 or 50,000 cases per day, you could say at that point the likelihood of someone being exposed is so small, we could start to not worry about masks. There's another point, just quickly, Jake. People who are vaccinated, they get exposed to the virus learns then how to sort of adapt and mutate now to a vaccinated person. So in some ways, by exposing vaccinated people to the virus, you could start to inspire more and more mutations, which is something you don't want to do. So until the vaccine is contained, the virus is contained, I think, you know, masks, at least in public, will be recommended.
Is that not the biggest crap of horse hockey you've heard in a long time? Look at the science. What evidence should you go on? Well, you have the regular virus, but there's two points. There's still a lot of virus out there, and you could become inadvertently a carrier. But we need to get it down to a few thousand cases per day versus 50,000 cases per day. Oh, and there's another point. The virus learns, and if you get the shot and you just go out there and live your life, well, you may inspire mutations. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson bringing sanity to the insane. This is the so-called science. Dr. Sanjay Gupta giving you a bunch of Gupta. God, what gobbledygook nonsense. Let me tell you what happens every day you go out. You expose yourself to the world. Somebody's got a cold, you might catch it. Somebody's got the flu, you might catch it. Somebody's got tuberculosis, you might catch it. Whatever. Whatever is circulating through the world, you might catch it. Do you know that they've already done studies that show that ultraviolet radiation kills Wu flu? So what have they done? Oh, you know what? Well, it's 6 foot, but in schools, we'll make it 3 foot. If it's a child in a school, it can be 3 feet. Why? Because they want the teachers to get their lazy butts back to work. That's why. 3 feet. Let me tell you something, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You socially distance. 3 feet is your social distance. Nobody needs to tell you that. 6 feet, 3 feet, 2 feet. It doesn't matter. If you're going to get it, if it's airborne, you may get it. If you're upwind 6 feet away, does it matter versus if you're downwind? Of course it matters. Does it matter if the air conditioner is blowing one particular direction in a room? You better believe it does. You can be in the same room with a person with the flu and only one or two people around them get it because you were upstream from the air vent. That's the only reason. If you were where they were standing, you might get it or you might not. You want to know why? Because you got the antibodies. You got what's called herd immunity. These people are giving the biggest nonsense you could ever imagine. Rand Paul speaks on it again after he held Fauci's lying butt. You can see how Fauci got all indignant. Oh, theater. It's not theater. He's like, you have the shot and you're wearing two masks. What is that except theater? You're supposed to be immune. You're supposed to be a non-carrier. Why do you want people to get the shot? If you get the shot, you're supposed to put your little sticker on and say, I got the shot. I don't need to wear a mask anymore unless you're afraid of getting it. And you shouldn't be because you got the shot. You certainly can't give it. Oh, I know. I'm making too much sense. Here's Rand Paul. And he's talking about, I think he's on Tucker, and he's talking about Fauci. Check this out.
Someone who is very well experienced in changing the rules as he goes along and not admitting that he has is Anthony Fauci. Fauci, for example, has already been vaccinated. Great. That's what they want us to do. Lots of Americans have been, millions. But the interesting thing is that Fauci still wears two masks. So is that the science? once you get vaccinated, you still have to wear two masks? Why are you getting vaccinated in the first place? What are the rules here, and what is the science? Well, someone finally asked Fauci this at a Senate hearing yesterday, and here's how it went.
You're telling everybody to wear a mask, whether they've had an infection or a vaccine. What I'm saying is they have immunity, and everybody agrees they have immunity. What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
You had a vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts.
What proof is there that there are significant reinfections with hospitalizations and death from the variants? None in our country. Zero.
Well, because we don't have a prevalent of a variant yet.
Senator Rand Paul represents Kentucky in the U.S. Senate. He's also not insignificantly a physician, so he had the grounding to ask those questions, and thank God that he did. Senator Rand Paul joins us now. Senator, thanks a lot for coming on and for pressing Anthony Fauci. Were you satisfied that there is science behind this? And if so, what is that science? Sincere question.
No, there was no scientific evidence presented. There was Dr. Fauci's opinion, his conjecture, that someday there might be a variant that escapes the control of the vaccine and becomes a pandemic and hospitalizes and kills people. But there's no evidence that it has happened. He thinks it might happen, so you need to wear the mask until he's sure that things that might happen are not going to happen. But see, the thing is, Dr. Fauci is very blasé and unconcerned about liberty, but I think the burden should be on the government to prove. If they want to dictate mine and your behavior, the burden is on them to present the evidence. So I said, is there an evidence that some new variant, some new strain of COVID is now hospitalizing and killing hundreds or even thousands of people in the United States? And the evidence is zero. So I think the government, when they tell you something like you should be 6 feet apart or 3 feet apart, if they're going to mandate this behavior that you can't have anybody in the booth next to you in the restaurant, when they mandate these behaviors, it's incumbent upon them. The burden should be they have to show us the proof. There is no proof that when you've been vaccinated or when you've gotten the disease naturally that you are spreading it. If there were, it would be all over the news. There are no news reports and no scientific studies saying that after vaccination that there's some sort of widespread contagion that people vaccinated are spreading the disease. It's just not true. What Fauci won't tell you is that he's telling you a noble lie. He's lying to you because he doesn't think we're smart enough to make decisions. His fear is that if the vaccinated quit wearing the mask, the unvaccinated will say, what the hell, I'm not wearing a mask either.
Right.
So he lies to you to say, oh, the mask makes a difference, when in reality he knows better. He's wearing two masks for theater. It's complete theater. He is immune. He knows he's not going to get it, but he is not being honest with the American public.
That's spot on. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to 844-551-8255. You agree with Senator Paul? I met this guy. Amazing dude. Happens to be a doctor. He's an optometrist. He goes overseas routinely and does cataract surgeries and eye surgeries on many, many people. Does amazing work. And he's an astute guy. And he's just like his dad. It's all about freedom. You know, this is a game to these lefties. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Played you Gupta? Sanjay Gupta wants you to believe he is an authority on medicine and what have you. Lied through his teeth. I played you Fauci being held to task, being made to say, show me proof. And Rand Paul is 100% right. The government should not be able to mandate you do anything unless they can give you empirical data. Data that you can, that is legit. Not voter stuff like what they did with Biden, and not the woo-flu nonsense that they put in front of our faces every day. They should have to prove it because they can't do it. Thank God we have somebody like Rand Paul who's willing to actually hold these clowns to task. Kudos to him for bringing this up. Nobody else did.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.